thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to thank you and lift you up and glorify you on tonight, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. There is nobody else that is like you, God, in all the earth. You are truly one of a kind, God, and we just want to lift you up and let you know just how much we love you and how much we appreciate you, God, because it's so many times in our lives that we get so wrapped up with the cares of this world and it's like that. We do not be mindful enough to take the time and just simply glorify you and lift you up, but we want to do it on tonight, God, because you are he who was, who is, and who is to come, God. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the creator of all creation. There's nobody that can stand before you. There's nobody that can compare, even equal to you, God. You, Father God, is the great I am, the sovereign one. Oh, God, the omnipotent one, omnipresent God. That is who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we want to acknowledge you on tonight, Father God, because you said, Lord, that if we lift you up, you'll draw just a little bit closer. And we want to be a little bit closer, Father God. We want to lay at your feet. We want to hear your voice. We want to simply feel your breath upon us on tonight, God. So we're asking you to be in our midst and breathe on us tonight, God. We're asking you to come and sup with us on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, because we need you, Lord, in any and every area of our lives, God. We want to be in your presence on TDO Bobo Shanidalobase. So we're opening up our heart, welcoming you on tonight, God. We welcome you in our hearts, our minds, our situations, our concerns, our fears, and even our tears, God. We welcome you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that if we are in your presence, nothing can dwell there, God. So we're going to give you all the salutations and all the glory and all the honor on tonight, God, because you deserve it, Lord, and we want to tell you just how much we love you. We want you to know just how much we appreciate you. We want to give you our gratitude and our oh God, because you deserve it, Lord. You deserve it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord, that we could do absolutely nothing without you, God. We could accomplish nothing. We can't even live without you, God, because we need you, God, in order to stand up straight. We need you, God, in order to speak with the sound. We need you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and because you have activated all kind of internal organs inside of us, God, and you made it all possible, God, for us to be able to utilize these things. And you gave us the privilege, Father God, in order to and God be on my mind. We want to thank you on tonight, God. We want to thank you for any and everything that you are doing. We want to thank you for covering us on today, Father God, and even giving us a man to want to come into your sanctuary. We want to thank you on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. He called Nana Mana Nidalobosia. Oh God, he called Mama Nidalobosia. We just want to thank you on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, because you do so much, God. It's innumerable, Lord. Oh, God, you do the little as well as the big. You, God, is the reason and the sole source of it all. You are the epitome of it all, God. It is you, Lord. Oh, God, and we want to tell you just how much we love you and just how much we appreciate you, God. Oh, my mind, little love, oh, see, I get a love, oh, shut, little love, I see, ya. Oh, God, I'm asking you to touch us on tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we lift you up, as we come to you and cast all our cares at your feet, God, because you know each and every last one of us, you know each and every problem and every concern that we have, God. We're going to lay it at your feet on today, because a lot of your people is heavy laden, God. A lot of your people is weighty with stuff, God. They are burdened, Lord. So we want to release it unto you right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and lay it at your feet, because we know you got a big old feet and that you're going to handle it. We know that your hands are not slack and neither your arms short. Oh God, so we're giving it all to you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Ikona man nerelobosia. We are not going to keep wondering about it. We are not going to keep trying to figure it out. But we're going to acknowledge you in it. We are not going to try to be change it. Oh God, but we are going to give it to you, Father God, because we know that you, God, is a game changer. We know that you can work it all out, God. We know that you can settle a matter, whether it's in a home or on a job. We know you can fix a marriage. We know that you can heal a body. We know that you can open up a door as well as shut it. We know, God, that you are able to do it all. So we're giving it all to you right now, God, because you can fix the unfixable. You can change the unchangeable. You can settle that thing that's unsettled. Oh, God, we know who you are, Father God. So we're going to acknowledge you. We acknowledge you right now, God. Oh, God, we acknowledge you. We know that you are a healer. You can heal anything. It does not matter what the doctors say. You are a healer. It does not matter what the lab reports say. You are a healer. It does not matter what they monitor. You, God, is a healer. Oh, God, we are and we believe that you can heal any and every blood disorder. We believe that you can heal any and everything that's disrupted inside of our mental capacity. We know that you can heal any and every artery inside of our heart. We know that you can heal any and every intestinal area, our respiratory system, our nervous system. We know that you regulate the mind and the pituitary. We know, God, what you are capable of. Oh, God. We know what you are, Baba said it about oh God, we know. So we putting all that stuff in your hand today. We releasing it unto you in totality and not in partiality. We releasing it to you on today, Father God, because it got us shackled. It got us chained. It got us in bondage. Loose those bands on tonight, God. It is about shining it about sea. Oh God, that we may be free even at the thought of it. Freedom. Oh, freedom. Oh, my mind, let it almost see. Freedom from it all, God. Oh, my mind, let it almost shine, let it almost see. Oh, God, he called my mind, let it almost say, hey. Freedom from it all, God. That hopelessness. Freedom. Loneliness. Freedom. Oh, Baba, shine, let it almost shine, let it almost see. Freedom. Oh, Baba, send it out of the local Sunday in Abastia. Oh, God, free your people. Free from the shackles of this life, God, that they may walk in the fullness of your glory and the assurance and confidence of your will, God. Oh, Mama, free us, your people, God, that your will, your way, your purpose, and your plan will be done within our lives, God. Oh, God, instill your holiness and your righteousness inside of your people, God, because we cannot do it on our own. We need you. Oh, God, turn out any and every wall and every barrier, Father God, that has caused us to be in a place of seclusion in our mind, thinking and believing that we got it right. Well, we don't, Lord. Oh God, sever and uproot that spirit of pride and self-righteousness and haughtiness on today, God, that we may be able to see clearly what you are. Oh God, he called my mind. Oh God, I'm asking you to do it because only you can. Only you can do it, Father God. We can't do it. We're not capable of that. Because the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it, God? Sustain your people. that they may keep their hands clean. Oh, walking upright, holy and circumspect, God. Not self-willed and disobedient and rebellious. Oh, God, see, call my mind, Nidalobosheth. Remove that compromising spirit, God. We get so complacent. We get so comfortable in that familiar place. Move that familiarity on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be able to taste the goodness of your will and your purpose for their lives, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to do it. Move in the midst of your people, God. That they may know without a shadow of a doubt that you are real, God, and that you are not superficial, but you are real. Oh, mama, oh, God, I'm asking you to be in our midst on tonight, because you said, well, two or three, I gather that you are there. Oh, God, continue to do what you do best. And that's simply sin about your people. Help us to understand and accept that we can trust you in all things and in everything, God. We can't trust what we see because it could deceive us, Lord. But we believe and we stand on your word because we know that you are not a God that shall lie, neither can you die. So we stand on your word today. Regardless if it sounds far-fetched or too good to be true, it don't matter, it don't matter, it don't matter. Oh, God, we glorify you tonight. We glorify you tonight, God. In your sovereignty, we bow down. In respect, in honor, we bow down, God. Holy, oh, need a motion, let it like us. No, my man, a motion. Oh, God. We tell you that we love you with every morsel and every fiber in our being. Oh, God. We could never repay you for what you've done, but what we can do, God, is give you thanks. We can praise you, God, and we can submit to you. Oh, God. Oh, God, how we over my little home. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God, we tell you we love you again, God. We can't tell you enough. Oh, God, I'm asking you right now, God, that you would put coals of fire on the tongue of the speaker, God. Oh, God, burn it up in you and everything that's not like you, that we will only speak the oracles of you, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you in advance for what you are about to do. We thank you for what you have already done, and most definitely for what you are doing right now. Thank you, Jesus, for even doing that thing in secret that we don't even know about. Thank you, God, for the restoration. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the hope. Thank you for the peace. Thank you, God, for the honor of your mercy. I did it, your mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for the peace of your mercy. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many times that we be in between and in between so much, until our mind and our heart begin to warm with one another. But I tell you on tonight that God is doing a new thing. I just want to remind y'all of what he showed me on this morning, because it was with so much force. And the example that he gave is like when you're standing at the bank of the beach and the waves coming and that water just keep pushing you and keep pushing you. And it's at a time and a point that a wave will come and hit up against you so hard and knock you down. The Lord was showing me the force of the water that was opening up the gates. And he said, I'm opening up the gates and it's going to flood us. Water represents cleansing. It represents purification. It represents overflow. It represents the drowning of some stuff and bringing life to some stuff. Because a lot of times we cannot live. No, not a lot of times. We can't live without water. Plants can't grow without water. Things die without water. But the force of it opened it up. See, because it's some things that's been hindered. It's some people that has tried to hinder things. It's some stuff that has been placed in front of us and caused barricades for the beat up. But the force of it, if y'all can just see it, it was breaking the chains of a steel. You know, the steel that clamps the bolts and stuff together, and the nails was popping out, them big old nails. It was the force of it. So I sit up here and I encourage y'all today. He opened up the floodgates. Accept it. Stay in his will. Stay in his way. Accept it. Allow yourself to be submissive unto the Lord and everything that he is doing, even in the inside of you. Because a lot of us don't even understand what he's doing in the inside of us. Just let it. Sit back, cross your legs, and enjoy the ride. What's wrong with that? Let God be God and you don't be you. Let God do what he's going to do inside of you. You will be amazed at what he put. See, God sees the best in us when we see the worst. And we do not even experience or understand it until we submit to it. And once we submit to it, I'm going to say this one time, it's good.